and welcome to Take Two Radio Junior. I'm Pam, and I'm here with our lovely host, Drea, who surprised me because she didn't think she was going to be able to do the show today, and I was all prepared to do it.
Well, I made it.
Good girl. Such dedication. I couldn't ask for any better. So I'm happy that you made it, and I'm so very happy that we do have our guest on the phone. We were having some weird issues right before we went live with the soundboard or something. I don't know what was going on, but Drea got a really strange message, and then we lost her call. And then I was answering another call, and they weren't answering me, so then I thought it was my phone. So it's just one of those days. So we'll get to it. Today we're so very, very pleased to have with us children's author Bobby Assad, who will be talking about her book, Tucker's Story, and then reading it for you all live on air. Welcome, Bobby.
Thank you for inviting me here.
You're very
Hi,
welcome.
And
thank you for taking the time to join us. I have to apologize to you because I see a few places I spelled your first name wrong. I put B-O-B-B-I. I forgot the E, but
that's okay. Everybody does it.
So thanks again for joining us, and I'm going to go ahead and let Drea take over and get talking to you, and so we can hear your story. Thanks again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Bobby. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I just actually came home from work, and I'm calling in to host and ask you two questions about your lovely experience of writing this book. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about you. Like, did you go to school to be an author? Is it something you always dreamed of doing?
No, actually, I worked for consulting engineering firms for 30 years, and I was laid off during the recession, and then I opened up a small retail shop, and I just started doing the writing some nights when I couldn't go to sleep, and that's sort of how I got started.
So it was like therapy for you, like it helped you just to forget all the negativity and just think about positive things, right?
Right, right.
So you own and operate Mad Hatter in North Carolina, which has received rave reviews. Congratulations. How did the idea come about, and what is sold there?
I sell ladies' hats, the fancy type, and loose leaf tea. Once I was laid off, I was kind of bored. So I decided to open a shop, but I wanted it to be things that I like. So that's how it happened. And it just seems that fortunately there are other people that like it too.
Can you tell our listeners to the location so they can stand by if they want?
It's in Fuquay Varina, North Carolina, and it's at 107 South Main Street, which is downtown.
Oh, nice. And do you have anything online that could be ordered?
The only thing I have online is the Tea of the Month Club,
okay.
And that would be on the website. But right. As far as a hat, you really don't want to order those. You need to make sure that they're going to fit correctly.
That's true.
So.
Especially in this kind of weather, you need to, like, because it's very hot and humid in New York right now. It's like, I think, 70, 80 degrees today. It's really hot.
Right, right.
So, from what I read on your Amazon page, is that Tucker was your dog that you rescued at one point? Is that correct?
Yes, Tucker's he was 3 years old when I adopted him, and someone had put him out, and a rescue group got him, and I adopted him, and he is like the best dog. I think whoever owned him must have really cared about him. I mean, he was trained. I mean, he is just like the perfect dog.
Aww, what type of dog?
He's a German Shepherd mix.
Oh, they're so friendly. I love German Shepherds.
Yes, he likes everybody and every animal he meets.
That's wonderful. And I've noticed that you dedicated your book to the Last Chance Animal Rescue in Coates, North Carolina. Tell us the story behind that, and also about dog trotters and angry Andrew, North Carolina. Thank you.
Last Chance Animal Rescue is the group that found Tucker. He was put out somewhere, and he just stayed there waiting for them to come back. And they saw him a couple of times, so they finally picked him up. And I was looking for a dog, and then I saw it on their website, and I sent them a lot of questions asking about him, and they answered them all correctly, and I kept thinking, this can't be true. He can't be that good, but he is. And then Dog Trotters is where he goes to day camp, and they did a new logo, and he is actually, his face is a drawing of his face is the in the O part of dog. So he's actually a logo now.
Ooh, fancy. It's a celebrity.
Right.
So, kids, if you're getting a pet, it's always great to adopt one because those animals we love to have mommy or daddy find a local shelter and go find one for you and your family. How do you not get attached to the dogs you rescue, or do you?
I'm sorry?
How do you not get attached? Like, are you attached to Tucker? Is it like, you know?
I am very attached to Tucker, but, you know, I can't imagine having a rescue. I would think it would be very hard to give him up. But I guess he makes room for the next one, so to speak.
And is this your first interview?
Yes.
Oh, we're honored to have you on our show. Would it be a problem if you could announce your social networks before you read your story?
Sure. Twitter, it's madhatt, M-A-D-H-A-T-T, 308-94108. The website is madhatternc-com.webs.com. And then on Facebook, it's madhatter9251.
Ooh. I love reading all the wonderful reviews about Tucker's story on Amazon. How does it feel for you to read them?
Oh, look, I love it. I love, you know, I think I've been very fortunate that all of them were very good for reviews. And also some of the schools here have read it in, you know, some of the elementary grades, which really makes my day.
That's so sweet. And also, besides Amazon, is the book available anywhere else for purchase?
Well, it would be on the Barnes & Noble website also, but Amazon's probably the best place to get it. Or if somebody's local, in my shop.
And is it available? And I heard it's available on Kindle and paperback right now. You had it for free starting today until the 16th. That's for the Kindle version only, correct?
That is correct. It's free for a few days.
You hear that, kids? Ask your parents if you do have a tablet or a Kindle, or maybe your parents' phone, to download the book. It will be free until the 16th of this month. Now, Bobby, I give you the honor to read your story.
Thank you. My name is Tucker, and I'm a German Shepherd mix, and I used to live a pretty good life. Not to say my life is not good now, but it was pretty good compared to most pets I know. I remember when I used to live with a family and had a big yard to play in. I had kids to play with, too. Ah, those were the days. My family had me since I was a puppy, but I either got too big and wild or they couldn't keep me anymore. It was actually rather sad because I was with them for 3 years. I remember the look on the father's face when he told me he had to get rid of me. He drove me all the way to a park a few miles away from our house, and he sped away. I was shocked. How could my owner do such a thing? I remember sitting in the park for a few days before I went walking up and down the streets close by. My owners couldn't have just abandoned me. Why would they do such a thing? Did they really not love me, or was I too much of a hassle? I wasn't sure, but I wasn't going to gripe about it. One thing I didn't have to worry about was making new friends and getting fed. People in the neighborhood brought me food and treats all the time. I was scared this was all going to come to an end, though. There was this really mean dog catcher who was pretty hard to avoid, and I could only avoid him so long. Soon he would find me, and I would spend the rest of my days in doggy jail unless someone adopted me. I couldn't let that happen. So one day I was out roaming the neighborhood, and I came across a group of people who had a rescue group. Wow, was I thankful I met them. They took me in like I was their family dog, and I once again had owners. One good thing about this rescue group is they lived right by a school. At first I was kind of nervous and shy. I wasn't sure if the school kids would like me. The rescue group took me to meet someone they said was interested in adopting me. They said this was a great opportunity to go to a forever home. I will never forget that day. The lady seemed so nice, so I gave her a great big smile, and she took me home with her. I love this new home. It has lots of room, plus so many toys. This is nice. My new owner decided to take me to a day camp once a week called Dog Trotters. They literally adored me. They created a drawing of me as part of their logo. Have you ever heard of such a thing? Me neither. I went from being homeless to having a family again, plus day camp where I made lots of new friends. Norman, Molly, Ellie, Max, Trooper, and Little Girl are my very best dog friends. Not just that, I was a mini celebrity. People all over town knew who I was. Yes, that is a drawing of me and the logo. It's kind of fun being in a logo. Who would have thought it would happen to me? Homeless to a logo. That's me. I look at losing my old family as a loss to them because I have a new family who loves me. I also have kids and other people who love me too. Sometimes bad things happen, but that doesn't mean it rains every day. When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade and you drink it all down. And that's the end of the story.
Yay! That was really... Oh, I love it. So,
And if you buy the book, there's actually photos of him in there.
Oh, really? If you buy the physical book, correct?
Right, there would be photos in there of him at the end.
Oh, I really want to see pictures of the dog. So I noticed the story, not the moral of the story, but the theme of the story is being accepted, right? Is that what you were looking for in the book, like being accepted and being loved and cared for?
Right, and that, you know, no matter what happens in your life, you know, things are going to change. You know, even if something bad's happening, you know, something good's coming up soon.
Yeah, you have to go in with the good and out with the bad, basically. Oh my goodness, that's so cute. I love the story. I love the fact that you actually use like a personal experience to write this book. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome. Are you planning to write any more books in the future?
Yes, I have a new one that hopefully will be coming out soon. I'm still waiting on the illustrations. And it is about Truman, which is a dog I had before Tucker, that was adopted from a shelter when she was 5 weeks old. And Truman was a Belgian Malinois, and she's a girl, even though her name is Truman. So hopefully that'll be coming out soon.
Well, we'd love to have you on when you get that new book out. It sounds like another great book, and I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed your story. It made me think back to the time when, well, of course, I didn't know it when I was born, but when I got a little bit later in life, my dad went and bought me a dog when I was born, and I grew up with that dog. We were both 16 at the same time, and he had to be put down because he was so sick. Mm-hmm. And with growing up with a dog, you know, for most of my life at that time, it really tore my heart out that he wasn't there anymore to greet me when I came home from school or whatever. So my mom had said, no more animals. That's it. So I just let it go, but it kept bugging me and bugging me and bugging me. And one day I told my boyfriend at that time, I says, we're going to the dog pound down the street, and I'm going to get a dog and bring it home to my mom. And I did. I went and I looked at all the dogs there, and there was this one very tiny puppy, and she was laying in a puddle of water on cold concrete. And I just knew that I had to have that dog and to give her a better life. So I took her and I brought her home, and I told my mom about it. And then she said, you know what, you did a good thing, so yeah, you can keep her. And she was a wonderful, wonderful dog for as long as she, I think she lived, say about 12 and a half years. And from what the vet said, she was part Whippet and part Terrier. And I didn't know what a Whippet was at that time, and I had looked it up, and she did fit that description because she had these long legs, and she was thin and kind of, she wasn't very big. She wasn't a very, maybe like a medium-sized dog, but could she jump and run? So, yeah, and I named her Star. She was a wonderful dog, so I thank you for rescuing Tucker and for all that you do.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So we'll let you go, but for our listeners, be sure to pick up your free copy of Tucker's Story and, you know, share it with your friends and your family. I'm sure they'd love to hear the story. If you know how to read, you can read it to them as well. If not, then your mom or dad can read it to you. And Bobby, thanks again for joining us, and I hope that you'll come back next time when your other book is done.
I will, and thank you again.
Thanks. You're very welcome.
Us, Bobby.
It's such a sweet story. I love to hear stories about animals and rescues like that because, like I said, it's close to my heart. I believe that dogs, cats, even rabbits and whatever, you know, that are put into shelters like that should be rescued before you go out and buy another dog from, you know, somewhere else. Of course, those dogs need love too, but, you know, it's always nice to save a dog's life or a cat's life because a lot of those shelters won't keep them until they're adopted. You know, unfortunately, they'll put them to sleep, so to speak. So it's nice to have them rescued. Do you have any animals?
I don't actually. I wanted a dog, but it's, I feel like I have a dog because my car is a big responsibility. Because, you know, you have to take it to the mechanic. If it's sick, like if the dog is sick, you take it to a vet. You have to feed it with gas. Like, you know, you feed a dog with food. The car
right.
is sleeping when it's parked. So, yeah, I can't have animals because I'm allergic to certain animals, and it's a big responsibility. I would love to have a Shih Tzu or a Maltese running around, keep company. Because it's a good thing. They become like a family.
Oh, definitely. And you have to check, too, as far as your allergies are concerned, because I'm allergic to cats and dogs. Now, there's not any – and that just came on later in life. I cannot be around cats at all, but – I heard one day from somebody that you can have, you know, certain dogs sometimes because they don't have dog hair. They have, like, people hair. So I asked my doctor about it, and I asked the vet about it, and they told me to try having, like, a poodle or a Yorkie, and there's another dog, too, that has, like, people hair. And sure enough, now I have my two Yorkies, and my female Lexus is about 10 years old, and Jax is the male dog, and he's about 7 years old, and I have absolutely no problems with allergies with them. So you may want to check on that and see if maybe you're not allergic to all dogs.
Oh, wait, there's definitely, like, I could, the dog has to, like, either get, because my mom's severely allergic to dogs and cats, and I'm severely allergic to cats. I would definitely need to buy, like, a hypoallergenic dog because they don't
yeah.
shed dander.
Yeah, well, that's the Yorkies. They don't shed at all. So, But, yeah, maybe you want to wait until you move out and have your own place because you wouldn't want to have your mom sneezing all the time and rubbing her eyes. Allergies are not fun to have, so.
No, they're not. I'm having allergies
no.
at the pollen level.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we all have well, it seems like these days a lot of people have allergies to a lot of things, and I don't know what's causing that, but thankfully there are allergy medications out there that you can take that'll help with that. So, anyways, I'm going to go ahead and announce our next show will be on June 28th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time with Stephanie Rupi, and I'm not sure if I'm saying her last name correctly, but she has a video channel for kids, and Drea is the one that discovered her. How did you discover her?
How did I discover? She actually found me. She found me on Twitter, and she saw that I host the radio show, and I told her, email us, and we'll be happy to have you on the show. She actually found me.
Oh,
she's the one with
okay.
the video channel for the kids, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So she'll be on the 28th at 7 p.m. Eastern, and she'll tell you about her show. She shows you, like, how to create different things. She reads stories and does other stuff. I watched her video, and she made a dragon. It was really neat. So, or she told a dragon story, too, and it was really neat. So I'm looking forward to having her on. And I hope you all enjoyed today's show, and be sure to pick up your copy again of Tucker's Story on Amazon. And Drea, thank you again for being such a trooper and dedicated to Take Two Radio Junior. We really appreciate it. Love having you as the host. And kids, next week, Sunday, don't forget, it's Father's Day, so be good to your daddies. And maybe those of you out there that can read a book to him, you know, if you're able to read, some of you are maybe too young, that would be a very nice thing to do for your dad. Also, give him a big old hug and tell him that you love him. Daddies and mommies love that, so do it every day. And with that, we'll go ahead and close the show. Take care, everyone. Until next time, we bid you adieu. And thank you, Andrea.
Wait. We haven't announced the site. Make sure to like us on Facebook, Take Two Radio Junior. That's Take2 Radio, RADIOJR. And you also can follow us on Twitter at Take Two Radio Junior, Take2 RADIOJR. You also could hear this show when it's up on Blog Talk Radio, Slacker, I think it's called, iTunes.
Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, all of them. Yeah, we're pretty much all over the place. And you know why I forgot to tell that? Because my other two radio shows, I have an automated thing that tells all of, you know, where to find us at. I need to get one for this so that
we
way
need
I won't
one
forget.
For our radio show. And if you're a children's author or a children's singer or anything children-based, you can email us at take2radiojunior@gmail.com. You also could follow me on Twitter at @ColaDreaX3, and I'll give you the further information, and we would love to have you be a guest on our show.
Definitely, definitely. So thanks again, everybody. Have a wonderful day, and God bless each and every one of you. Take care, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.